that in Ireland it dwell. I swear to the truth of the story I tell. Big grandfather's grandfather knew him quite well, the hermit. He came from Killarney and lived by the lake. Concoctions of herbs he took for health's sake, and only a fish would this good man partake, and that was on a Friday.
He lived in the woods and he did what he could to keep his life simple and plain. I'd find a meal, oh, would you leave me alone, were the words of his favorite refrain.
Most of his time it was spent in repose, but once a year he would wash body and clothes. How the lake stood it, well, God only knows, and he's not saying. One day as he rose, all dripping and wet, to his absolute horror, three pretty girls met. In matters of women, well, he was inept, so he blushed.
He lived in the woods and he did what he could to keep his life simple and plain. I'd find a meal, oh, would you leave me alone, were the words of his favorite refrain.
He grabbed for his hat that lay on the beach. He covered a ball that the white broom would reach. He cried to the girls in a horrified screech, go away! But the girls only giggled at his woeful plight and asked him to show them the wondrous sight. But he clung to his hat with all of his might just to hide it.
He lived in the woods and he did what he could to keep his life simple and plain. I'm fine on me, oh, would you leave me alone, were the words of his favorite refrain.
Just at that moment the villainous gnat made the hermit forget just where he was at. He struck at the bug and let go of the hat, oh dear. And now I have come to the crux of my tale. At first he turned red and then he went pale. He offered a prayer, for prayers never fail. Help! Of the truth of this tale, sure, there's no doubt at all. The Lord heard his prayer and he answered his call. He let go the hat, but the hat didn't fall.
A miracle!
He lived in the woods and he did what he could to keep his life simple and plain. I'm fine on me, oh, would you?